So we're going to journey into the sixth chakra now. And if you will, just place your left hand on your forehead. The Ajna, third eye center, is typically very sensitive. Sometimes it's easier to feel the movement or the stillness of this energy center. If you've been doing a lot of energy work and intuitive exercises, this area can use a nice psychic dumping, letting that energy release to the earth. And if you have a yoga mat nearby, I suggest you put your forehead right on the ground on your mat in child's pose or prayer position. Notice the front and rear vortices of this beautiful complex spinning light. And as you breathe, notice the light that glows in the center of your head. You might have heard of the bumblebee breath, which can sometimes be helpful for activating this area of the body. And it's basically just a hum, like a little bee, to create vibration in the sinus cavity and skull. Like this. Notice the dazzling colors in the kaleidoscope of vortices of your sixth chakra, the head center. This is our portal to other realms and understanding all the six clairs, our abilities. They live here. Call on all your helpers, healing team, and allies from all dimensions to open this energy center so that you can perceive clearly. Asking for lucid dreams with wisdom and guidance. A healthy sixth chakra cannot be mind controlled or manipulated with thought and belief. So now we untangle ourselves from all manipulative forces. And we see our Ajna, our third eye, protected, strong, full of light, beaming light from the center of our head, out through our forehead and out the visual cortex in the back of the head. We see clearly. We hear clearly. We smell with clarity. We taste the energy and the action before we dive in, because we have our intuitive powers in the sixth chakra. This is our place of knowing, clearly knowing and sensing what is right for us. It is easy to discern dishonesty when your sixth chakra is functioning properly. And this center is always busy processing information, intaking energy from the world, giving out our energetic input. Anointing the forehead, the sixth chakra area, is very beneficial. If there is a particular oil that speaks to you for spiritual support, lovingly place a drop in the front and the back of the head. You might possibly even draw a shape into the third eye, sacred geometry, infusing your love, appreciation, and support for this area. There are also many, many plant spirits that wish to work with us to assist the development of this chakra. I call on mugwort today. Mugwort is such a helper for opening the third eye, connecting to our dream state, honing our intuition. Mugwort, come in and be with us now. Part of our body with a beautiful indigo light, soothing our sinuses, supporting our brain function, our brain stem. Imagine balancing both sides of the brain with a color, with whatever color comes to you. Allow it to soothe and fortify the right and left side of the brain. We bring sunlight into our eyes, and in this way, we nourish the ajna, we nourish our knowing and our sight. When we feed on the sun as light beings. The next time your face is warmed with the sun, just enjoy how photosynthetic and plant-like you really are as you take in those light fractals as food into your eyes. Now let's do one energy healing exercise together. Take your palms in front of you and rub them together. Get them nice and warm. And place them in front of your face so that your palm chakras are feeding energy into the eye sockets. And as you do this, send, recycle, resource that energy from your palms, those beautiful vortexes of energy that you have that are your healing tools. Send that into your eyes and into the third eye, the sixth chakra. Do this anytime you feel depleted. If you've been sitting in front of a screen, if you feel like you're under psychic attack or invasion, make sure and nourish and protect the sixth chakra. Now take the left hand and place that palm over the forehead. Place the right hand cradling the occipital ridge at the back of the head. In this way, we're going to address both sides of the chakra and send them love, support, energy, and light. And remember, you are your own healing source. You are intuitive. This is the place that you come to for your knowing. Stay here and treat this area as long as it feels good. And then make an intention and a visualization of the day ahead, lighting a path for how your day is going to go, preparing yourself for a beautiful day.